Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Time to check in with the Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest, Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul. So is it all about the Straits of Hormuz now when we're talking about money and investments?
It is on the short term, but the longer term still focus should be on the economy and earnings. And we saw this pivot last year. This is kind of a redo, if you will, of the tariff liberation day, imposing of tariffs. Last year, we saw the market sell off in response to that. And then there was a pivot to, well, maybe we'll not adjust them as much and make some changes. We get a similar playbook here. We're in negotiations. Everything's looking great. And we see a market that has rebounded strongly in new all-time highs. And as we're talking to clients, we try to tell them that politics and the geopolitical situation should be separate from your investments. The investments should be focused on what's happening at the company level, the economy, and that's what will drive longer-term rates of return.
We're talking about shipping every day, what gets through, what doesn't, but it affects a lot more than just gas prices, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I mean, you've got a lot of chemicals, helium, et cetera, that go through the straits, natural gas, certainly. And the impact is felt more in Europe because that's where a lot of the European countries get their gas from. But the chemical side of it is something that we're going to be seeing an impact on over the next 6 months or so. So, again, as we get into the meat of the earnings season here, we're going to be very interested to hear companies that are directly impacted and see what they have to say about the coming 6 months and what the impact will be on their overall pricing and opportunities.
Yeah, aren't we talking about long-term impact here, even if the war ends soon?
It is. And the potential, like I said, is for something that can last for a while. We're seeing some changes in supply chains to getting things from other areas, trying to make do with what you have. We're hearing from U.S. farmers, trying to get fertilizer for the growing season and struggling with that. Again, something else that is passing through the straits. So it is something that is going to be lasting. How it impacts is going to be a difficult read immediately.
Mm-hmm. The banking sector led off the earnings season with some good reports. That's positive news, isn't it?
No, it is. And what we heard from a lot of the banks, was that the consumer is actually okay. They're doing a reasonable good job of saving. They're not drawing down a lot of their savings. And certainly a lot of the merger and acquisition activity was fairly high. Their trading activity for the larger banks like J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, they did very well there. There was a little bit of an issue in some of their net income net interest income, maybe being a little bit light, but we don't see that as a big issue. A lot of the smaller regional banks, away from the money center banks, actually look still pretty good here. Valuations on many of those are reasonable, and I think can do well over the long term.
We are getting rumblings of rate cuts again, aren't we?
Yeah, that seems to be an on-again, off-again discussion. And we get Kevin Warsh's nomination coming up in front of Congress today, so we may hear a little bit more about the plans for the rest of the year if he were to replace Jay Powell come May. The expectation is that inflation is going to stay higher and that could have a negative impact on U.S. growth. And I think that's really the corner that which a lot of people are looking at, the potential for rate cuts. It's going to be coming from weaker economic growth and a need for a rate cut to keep growth doing well. But that, again, goes in direct opposition to higher inflation. You do not want to be cutting rates with higher inflation. But again, most of that inflation is coming from energy, and the Fed really can't do anything about energy at this point.
I was looking for some good news in your weekly newsletter, and I finally found it in the last paragraph where you write, if last year's playbook is the one to follow, stocks could continue to rise over the rest of the year. Based on the recent data, the markets could be going up. I like that.
Good. No, absolutely. Well, you know, I try to get the bad news out of the way and leave things on a good note at the end. And when you look historically with these types of market moves where you get a sell-off of 5 to 10% and then you get an immediate snapback rally that takes all of that loss away and puts in new highs, historically you've seen gains in the market over the next 6 to 12 months. Maybe not immediately because, again, the market usually likes to back and fill after a big dramatic move. But again, longer term, over a 6 to 12 month period, you do see the markets trade higher when we have these types of very short, dramatic moves higher.
We will end on that note before you get into negative territory with us again. Thank you, Paul.
Wait till the next economic report.
Right. Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester. Talk to you again next Tuesday.